you know, I want to be part of this and I want to help, you know, win some games. So it was kind of a perfect marriage. But, you know, it was a great situation for me. And, you know, I'm just excited to get back out there and, you know, prove them that it's worth it to give me that deal.
How's the rehab coming?
Good. I feel good. You know, they're letting me do a lot right now and kind of getting back in the weight room and that kind of stuff. You know, I've been here all off season, so been working in that regards. But I feel really good, you know, and it's a process thing. You know, you don't want to push it too early. You know, we play games in September, so,
right.
You know, we're just trying to get to that point. But overall, I feel really good, really strong. And, you know, the staff, strength staff and training staff has done a great job, you know, working with me this offseason.
I mean, you're walking around, there's no boot,
no
anything anymore?
No.
But not running or jogging yet?
No, I feel good. I've been running and things like that, you know, so we're getting there. It's just, you know, there's a difference between running and playing football.
Sure.
So we're taking our time, but like I said, it's a slow process, but I'm feeling really good about it, and it's been a good offseason.
When you signed that deal, were you surprised then a couple hours later getting two new guys on that line?
Well, I mean, a little bit, but... You know, you're excited. I was excited for myself, and then I knew they were going after free agents. You know, we were in the process of talking to them, and they told us they were going after guys. You know, so we kind of knew. I didn't have to sign that day, but it just kind of happened to work out, you know, that we ended up agreeing to terms that morning. So so it just kind of happened that way. But when I heard that they're bringing in Zeitler and JC, I was pumped about it and, you know, ready to meet those guys.
How nice was it in the offseason? You talked about being here the entire time and having to rehab.
Right. But
there were a lot of guys that stayed back here. What is that tell you about this football team going into the season, knowing that so many guys stayed here in the offseason?
Yeah, I think it was a big commitment. I mean, just out of the O-line guys that I can remember, I mean, it was me, John Greco, Austin Ryder, Joe Thomas, Sean Coleman was here for a lot of it, Cam Irving was here for, you know, part of it, and that was just O-line, and then you had Carl Nassib, Joe Schobert, Tyron Holmes, like those guys, you know, Danny was here at the end, like we had a good group of guys coming in to work, and as an O-line, like, the more you can be together, the more you can work together is great. And obviously, a lot of us are rehabbing stuff, but we also got to get in the weight room with, you know, our strength coach and really, you know, I feel like I put on some good mass and feel really strong right now and ready to go.
So if everybody stays healthy, all goes well, how good could the offensive line be?
You know, it's a process. We haven't even been on the field yet together, you know what I mean? We've just done some conditioning and strengthening and meetings, but they're good players. You know, Zeitler's been a starter for 5 years. JC's started games in Green Bay with, you know, some of the best offenses in the NFL. Both those guys have come from that. And then you got guys like Joe Thomas, John Greco, Sean Coleman, Cam Irving, all fighting for spots. And it's a good group. I mean, we have a really good room. Chemistry in there is outstanding. You know, we can hang out with anybody in there. And I think that's the best thing. You got to be able to communicate. You got to be able to understand your teammates. And we're moving in that direction. You know, we'll see once we get pads on and stuff how good things can turn out. But, you know, we have the players in place.
I think you worked a little bit with Cody last year before
the injury. Yeah.
What did he show you then? And then, you know, the quarterback situation is so uncertain right now.
But, yeah.
I mean, he could wind up being the guy week one. And
right.
How would you guys feel about that?
I love Cody, man. He came in here and put his head down from day one and just went to work, you know, like a quarterback's supposed to be. He was the first one in, last one to leave, and he really dedicated his game to, you know, being a good football player. And when I was in there with him, it wasn't like a rookie was in there. You know, obviously mistakes were made and things like that, but he was very confident in himself, and he you know, he played at USC, he played in the bright lights, you know. He's been to that stage before, and I know this offseason he's worked, and he was out in SoCal, and a lot of the receivers and those guys, even JC, I think, met up with him once or twice, you know, out there. And he's really put in the work, and he's came, and I mean, we get him and Brock and Kevin here right now, and those are our quarterbacks going forward right now. But I think it's a really good room right now, and they're trying to push each other to be the best they can.
I mean, you've been through this a couple times. We got the draft coming up. How closely do you pay attention to any of the rumors, and are you anxious to find out? You know, I mean, they could take a quarterback number one or number 12 or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch the draft probably, and you can't not see things, you know, when they talk about drafts, but you really never know. I mean, I think there's probably a couple guys upstairs that know exactly what they're doing, and everybody else is kind of just speculating. But, you know, I think we have enough picks and high enough picks to just make the team better. Obviously, you know, we won at 15, so we got to get better. And that's, I think, our goal is bringing as many guys as we can free agency-wise and in the draft and just try and get better players on the team that are going to make the team better. You know, if you have a guy that was a starter last year who becomes a, you know, solid role player this year in any position, it's going to make the team better, you know, because we had injuries. Everybody has injuries, and if you can get it better. But, you know, if we get a quarterback there, I think, you know, we have guys in place that are going to help mentor him and get him ready to play. And if we take another guy, you know, hopefully he can help our team and you know, be a beast out on the field.
How ready were you guys to just kind of leave last season behind?
Well, it was, for me, I mean, I wanted to help as much as I could, but it was so hard for me to watch, you know, honestly on the couch, you know, most of the weeks, you know, watching games and stuff. So once we got over that and I was able to turn the page to 2017, like me as a personal, you know, once I got had the surgery, I was like, what can I do to get back for 2017? That was my mindset the whole time. I was trying to help guys out, but when you're not playing, it's hard to really be in it that way. And so I've been on it since October, but no, it's exciting. I mean, you know, he gave us a good speech the first day about turning the page, you know, write a new story, and we're really, you know, trying to live by that mantra. And I know the guys, it's only the first couple of days, so everybody comes ready to work, but it's really been a good turnout, and guys really, you know, coming to push themselves and try and be better.
What did they tell you about time frames when you had the surgery?
It wasn't really, it was just going to see how it plays. Obviously, you know, we think we're going to be ready for week one, but we don't know exactly when we're going to be back and stuff like that. I've heard anywhere from, you know, it could be 9 months, it could be a year, it could be 6 months. It just depends how the foot heals. So, you know, I let the doctors kind of decide where that's going. And they don't really give you time checks. They're not going to be like 2 weeks you can go kill people again. You know what I mean? It just kind of takes time, and we'll see how it feels.
So you don't know if training camp's in play?
I mean, I don't know. It's you know, the doctor's decision. I'm just trying to do everything I can to, you know, be ready to go when they give me the green light.
You don't seem like a real extravagant guy. Is there anything special you did once you signed the new contract?
No. Not really. It takes longer than you think to get the money in your, you know, some of the money in your account. Like, I probably checked my account about 20 times before I actually got a direct deposit in there. But besides that, I haven't really, you know, nothing too crazy. I'm trying to think. We went to dinner one time, but that was about it. So we're gonna get some good investments. So we'll hope that grows over 30 years, and we'll have a nice little retirement.
Kind of dinner.
We just went. Yeah, we just went to a steakhouse, like one of those, maybe Red or something like that.
Joe expects you to go take a bunch of guys out to that barbecue place.
I know. Joe's still the highest paid guy, so we'll see what happens about that.
I mean, are you checking your account because you're worried that it's not going to show up, or just want to see a giant number in there? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you just want to make sure, like, I mean, hopefully I sign, you know, for the right amount and stuff like that. It's always funny to see how much taxes get taken off and things like that. But, yeah, just make sure, you know. You always got a good financial advisor tells you know, check your account at least once a week. You know, make sure everything's in play.
What's the first thought that goes through your head when you see that amount of that in your account?
I mean, it's exciting. I mean, it's a blessing. And, you know, I just thought to myself, like, you know, I'm going to be able to take care of my family, you know, and, you know, my wife and, you know, hopefully have kids someday and them and my mom and just things like that. I mean, it's exciting time, and, you know, I get to play football every day and come work out, you know. The last 6 months, people are like, oh, you got to stay in Cleveland. I'm like, yeah, I got to work out and rehab, and they're going to pay me, you know, money to do that. So I'll be all right, you know. And it's just a blessing, and, you know, I'm excited to finally get some wins and prove my worth.
What's your first impression of your new O-line coach? And is that any different? I mean, again, now I think it's the third one in 3 years.
Fourth and four. It's you know, he's from what I've seen in the two meetings and the few phone calls I've had with him, he seems like a really good, genuine guy with a lot of experience, and he has an upbeatness to him, you know what I mean? He's very high energy, you know, kind of makes the meeting rooms a little bit fun. You know, we mess around a little bit in there, but he, you know, he sticks to the fundamentals. He's going to teach us how to play O-line in his eyes, and, you know, I think the main thing is he told us, you know, can you get the job done or can't you? You know, it's a production league, and are you going to make your block? Maybe it won't be the prettiest, but are you going to get it done or not? You know, and that's what it comes down to. You know, it's not all about being the prettiest out there, but are you going to, you know, fight and finish to the whistle and get the job done?
Nothing, not even a couch, a car, a recliner?
Yeah, we're working on it. We just haven't done it yet. We're working on trying to find a house out here, you know. So that would be pretty cool. But no, I mean, we were pretty set. You know, we had some houses. We had some cars already and stuff. So we're doing good. Maybe I might get a suit. You know, I need to travel a little bit better this year, like a nice custom one. You know, something of that nature. But nothing too crazy.
Sorry if you've already been asked this, but just your thoughts on the front office and how they've not only signing you and Jamie, but just bolstering the offensive line. You've got to be excited to work with those new guys.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, you know, they talked about it this offseason, saying that they wanted to bring in talent, and, you know, I think Jamie's one of the better linebackers in the league, and you bring in a couple of linemen, you know, Zeitler's been a 5-year starter, and JC's played a lot, and it for me personally, you know, I thought it was great, you know, it was great for me, and I was thrilled to be invested in, and you know, we're looking forward to really working together, but like I said earlier, the more talent you have, the better the team's going to be. You just got to acquire the talent, and it's going to be fun to see how we work together, but, you know, we're excited to get going.